Chanait Or Lachas. Or Lachas Iyar. Chagas all lovers. One of the shailas that come up during Sfira is if someone, let's say, knows that they're going to have to undergo an operation and they won't be able to, they'll have to miss a day of Sfira. So should they count, should they start off counting with a bracha or not? That's the shaila. If they know that they're going to have to miss a day. So the one would think that just as we say that we're chayshish for the shita, that you miss a day, so there's no more mitzvah, and you don't count anymore with a bracha. So the chidah says, if you count with a bracha, and then you skip a night, you forget a night, you miss a night, so it's a bracha batal l'mafreya, because it was nispar d'achavila, there's no more mitzvah, but you made a bracha the first night. So, I mean, you're an onus, and you meant well, and it's machshava tova, and everything. But the bottom line is that it's a bracha lebatal. That's what the chidah says. Many achrayim take issue with this, and they base their svara on a ritva. The ritva says that in the chulin, if someone washes, and then he decides not to eat the bread, so that's perfectly okay, says the Rosh. It's not a bracha levatala. You're not mechayiv him to eat, because he made on the tilus shadoyim, and he finished the mitzvahs on the tilus shadoyim, and he did that kalvacha. So the fact that he will not carry out the necessary preparatory stage before he eats bread, you know, there's no bread eaten, so that's okay. B'shas Meister, you did the right thing, and you were supposed to do that, and that's what you did. So they want to sushtel this fellow in the bed, but then they say it's no sushtel because here we're talking about, you know, he's going to miss a day. And beforehand, so maybe you shouldn't create a matzah of making a bracha where you know a matzah will be created when you're not supposed to make brachas. So they go back and forth on this, and the maskana is that although the ritva might be a unique situation where you have a complete mitzvah in front of you and you did it, so that's why the brachas chal. It's like saying you make a bracha on shechting an animal, but then you decide not to eat from the meat. So that's weird, right? One wouldn't say that. But the same with the Tilus Shadoy, with Shiras Omer. Although it's not an exact sushel, but the same idea implies. So, Mamela, since you're besode, bechurban, and you're, since you're, again, some sushel the ritva. Some say the ritva is not a sushel, because there you did a complete mitzvah, and it doesn't matter what happens afterwards. Mashenk ain't here, even if it's one mitzvah, then even though right now you're supposed to make a bracha, and we don't peer into the future, but still, it is interrupting the mitzvah and making it incomplete. So even though now that's the right thing to do, but you can anticipate the future. Mashenkin, in the Ritva's case, you did a complete mitzvah now, and you made a bracha on that complete mitzvah. So that's back and forth in the Achrayim, and the bottom line is you should make a bracha, that you don't look into the future and make any assumptions. And since, again, this is always brought in, that most shittos hold in the Rishonim that you do make a bracha if you skip a day, right? This is the regular case, the standard case, you do make a bracha if you skip a day. And the reason we're machmer not to is because of the Bahag, as the Aruch HaShulchan puts it down, she called the Vorav Divrei Kabbalah, so b'chayshish for the yachid sheet of the Bahag. But in such a case, you don't have to be so choshesh, because, as I say, it's in the future, and you don't know what will happen. So, memelem, right now, you could make a bracha. By the way, if a boy gets for a mitzvah in the middle of Sfiras HaOmer, that's what happened to me. And I was a cotton shehigdil ben shnei psochim also, and a cotton shehigdil by Sfiras HaOmer. And the baskana of the achrayim after, again, a lot of talk, is that you do make the bracha even after you're a gadol, because it is mitzareis with the katons counting as well. So it is tmimos. So there's not a problem. Okay, now we're going to learn the Cheres Halvavos. And the Yetzer Hara is enticing the person that it's too difficult to do certain mitzvahs, and it'll be pogeya in his health. We're holding ready by subtleties, and if you want to go the extra mile, it'll be detrimental to your health, detrimental to your money, and it's too much for you, and you can't do it, and it's too hard a ladder to climb, and so on along in that vein. The Imtargish Lazes of the Chavis Halvavos, if you realize that that's what you're feeling, the Yetzer Hara really doesn't talk to you. The Chavis Halvavos keeps describing the Yetzer Hara talking to you, but he really doesn't talk to you. It's coming from inside your head. And you don't realize it's the Yetzer Hara. You think it's you. One of the milas of learning the Chavis Halvavos here in this parak is that you realize, you know, that sounds awfully familiar. That's Svara. Where did I hear that before? Huh? It's all right, it's not me. So anyway, if you become aware of this taina, Hoshev Olam, answer him, ki al kol tzar, she'over alecha b'meshe kodem b'yomecha, lo nisha mimenu b'cha os, al cholaf mehera v'ovar, uschora omed lo li'olam. He's saying it's mostly psychological, and the Yitzhara makes you think that it'll cause you great dislocation, great tzar, a huge sacrifice you're making for the sake of a mitzvah. It's usually not that at all. And if you were super duper moish and nefesh 2 days ago, by now you forgot it already. You got a good night's sleep, you ate a good meal, and you don't even remember what the whole tumult was about anymore. Mashenga the schar, you'll have uschar omid chaliolam, lo yitom velo yichle. For example, Hamasana, your fasting. They used to fast much more than we do. We can barely make it through the fast that Chazal instituted. They used to fast every Monday and Thursday, and that's not just a pun. But Amasanik Shayotzim Beyom V'yochel Belaila, once you eat at night, Kilolo Asano. Then I'd rather you stuffed. You can't eat another morsel. You don't feel hungry anymore. You feel stuffed. So he says, Kilolo Asano. Again, you don't walk around with that thing you lost, quote unquote, because of the mitzvah. V'yoshevel of kocho v'yishar lo schar olish shomer, and he'll always have the schar for doing this extra mile mitzvah. You're up at night, so when you sleep, you'll catch up on your sleep. No big deal. Kasha yishan yoshevel kalos gufo uchilu lo ner, like he wasn't done. V'yishar lo gemul omdo. You're coming out of the Yetzer Hara and saying that even if I grant you what you're saying, but it was a very temporary condition and it went away, and now I'm faced with schar la'olam that I could have if that could be mine. And it's stalka for b'yarta b'shara b'tochum b'erheitev. If you feel what's going to be with you, you're giving away all your money, you're not going to have anything left for you, for your children. So that he talked about in shara b'tochum, how to deal with the Yetzer Hara of money when it comes to giving stalka. Achinyan haveros, so the other way around. Tzorach shetoshav alipcha v'taver al mashavtcha chalifos hana osu mehera. That the hanoah is very fleeting. There's no hanoah from any avera that lasts more than 10 seconds, probably, maybe 15. Hamuter v'osur bohen shebohen. You have to realize, make a cheshbon, what's muter, what's osur. V'hishar cherpes hamagudah mehen alecha, but the bezayon that you'll be pointed to as someone that violated Hashem's will in this world, that will always remain with you. Right? We do things to avoid embarrassment, but there you have facing an internal embarrassment. Okay, we'll stop here.